I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The president of Niger is dismissing reports that his country is experiencing famine, but the facts are glaring as 2.5 million Nigerians are currently at risk for starvation. Operation Blessing is delivering truckloads of food to 64 starving villages. OBI's Bill Horan says they're partnering with others to effectively meet people's physical and spiritual hunger.
Operation Blessing is viewing this as a disaster relief situation. This is the same way we'd react to an earthquake or a fire or a tsunami. We're trying to save lives. And our most useful way of doing that is to provide resources to faith-based organizations who already have infrastructure.
Meanwhile, Farms International's Joseph Richter says there's been tremendous success in one of their Southeast Asian loan programs. Over a year ago, one of the churches helped by Farms became self-supporting. They sent a worker to a nearby unreached island where thousands responded to the gospel. Richter says,
those people are being discipled. We're also going to be helping them with irrigation pump projects. And now they feel with irrigation, they can grow a lot of their own food, and it'll be very profitable for the Christians there to have this type of help.
And Mission Aviation Fellowship is raising $400,000 to establish their Sumatra, Indonesia base. Because of the love and self-sacrifice of so many Christians, MAF has been invited by the Indonesian government to stay for 2 years to help relief and development agencies rebuild tsunami-devastated areas. It's all being done in Jesus' name in a Muslim area that saw 127,000 lose their lives. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Change Lives, available by calling our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a great prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.